You've likely heard of cap and trade, which allows companies to buy and sell credits for emitting greenhouse gases. Well, locally, the San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District offers a similar program for other harmful pollutants. But as FM89's Carrie Klein reports, that program is now facing scrutiny from the state of California.
Kevin Hamilton was surprised when he learned that for decades, industries that pollute have been able to trade emissions reductions. It's like a bank. If a company installs a new technology that reduces its pollution, and that's the program's goal, it can earn credits called emission reduction credits, or ERCs. It means they can emit more with no penalty.
And you can trade them. They have value. It's a credit. You get a certificate. It's like a stock certificate.
Hamilton is the CEO of the Central California Asthma Collaborative. And a few years ago, he wanted to know who's getting credits and for how much.
So I started asking, can we see a list of those? And at that time, they couldn't even produce a list for us.
In other words, is the program even working?
I don't know. We can't tell. There's no record.
He and other air quality advocates asked a Washington, D.C. nonprofit called Earthworks to look into the ERC program. After nearly 2 years digging through documents they obtained through the Public Records Act, Earthworks released a scathing report in November. Among other things, it argues the Air District does not have the documentation to back up many of the credits it's issued.
I admit it was worse than I thought it was. I thought there might be some reporting errors. You know, I didn't know quite what, but this is not good.
Some credits have been around for almost 40 years, and the report argues they shouldn't remain valid for so long. Plus, the Air District appears to have granted some credits against the recommendations of its own staff and the EPA. Some of those went to an oil refinery on Bakersfield's Rosedale Highway. It's now idle, but when it was operating, the credits meant it would have been allowed to emit 6 additional tons of pollution every day for decades.
What happened? How do we get there? You know, you're looking at the record thinking, how did this happen? Who did this?
In January, California's Air Resources Board, or CARB, agreed to investigate the program. Michael Benjamin is CARB's chief of air quality planning.
We were very much concerned when we saw the report, and ultimately our board also recognized that there was some issues that needed to be investigated.
He says CARB expects to share its findings in September, after reviewing the Air District's credits and how it awards them.
The opacity of the district's banking program is something that we want to be able to better understand. And with any banking program, having a good paper or electronic trail is really important.
Dave Warner is a deputy with the Valley Air District. He says the Earthworks report was too narrow to produce an accurate picture.
It was a lot of correct facts, but incorrect conclusions.
Warner argues ERCs are helping to reduce emissions, but he can't produce data to show that because, he says, ERCs are just one part of a much bigger program. Plus, he says many case studies in the Earthworks report were already approved decades ago.
Those are the same projects that the ARB and EPA gave us Clean Bill of Health in the 1995 audit.
The biggest ERC beneficiaries are oil and gas companies. Kara Siepman with the Western States Petroleum Association says ERCs help that industry grow.
With a banking system in place, businesses are allowed to develop new facilities, and it even brings in new businesses that wouldn't normally be able to operate in the San Joaquin Valley.
That's because the credits they earn when they improve their emissions can be used to save money down the line.
When you're creating new projects, you're creating new jobs. And so the overall economic development of the region is going to increase, and at the same time, still paying attention to improving air quality.
For instance, major petroleum producer Aera Energy is building the biggest solar farm in the state, which it expects to offset hundreds of thousands of tons of carbon dioxide emissions each year. Over the last 2 decades, the petroleum industry has generally reduced its emissions at a faster rate than other industries, but not when it comes to particulate matter. For oil and gas, PM2.5 emissions have actually increased, and that has direct implications for asthma attacks, reduced immune function, and cardiovascular problems. With such high stakes in a region that doesn't meet many federal air quality standards, Kevin Hamilton wonders, should emission reduction credits even exist?
We have nothing to draw credit against. So we are in a deficit spending mode when it comes to air quality.
At the very least, he hopes the state will help the ERC program become a little less hazy. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.